You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sadio Mane to score in a Southampton win is 5-2 on the enhanced odds market there, and Jermaine Defoe to score in a Sunderland win is 12-1. What do you make of this, Derek? Because Sunderland are fighting for their lives, but Southampton, yeah, quite a solid prospect at home, so what do you make of it?
Well, they are, but how poor were they against Bournemouth last week? In midweek, they were really, really poor. That game was in full view of the watching millions, so I'm surprised they are as short as they are here. It's your odds compiler, Mark. He's been on here before, and he loves Southampton, and they're underpriced here, definitely underpriced. Sunderland haven't done too much wrong in recent weeks. That defeat, their only defeat in their last four was against West Ham, when, in my eyes, they could easily got a draw and possibly even a win in that fixture. There's something about them. They're looking dangerous. They look as though they can score goals against anybody at the moment, Sunderland. I think 6-1 to win at Southampton is a big, big price. I really do. But one thing I should point out, by the way, there's a bit of payback time as well, isn't it, for Sunderland? Because remember what happened last season there, 8-0. The hateful eight, it's been known as. I just think they're overpriced on them. Let's not forget that they've got everything to play for. We're in the stage of the season now where, you know, it's that time. Teams have got something to play for, and they're playing against teams that don't. Normally, bookies take that into account, and you'll see a big skewing of prices. Well, maybe your odds compilers think it's too early for that yet, because there's no skewing of prices here. Southampton are criminally underpriced.
This is one that I hated, because Southampton are underpriced at 1-2, but I don't want to back Sunderland at 6-1 either. I could see this game ending in a draw. I don't mind Sunderland +1 in the market if you're leaning one way or the other. Sunderland +1 is 11-8, but Sunderland have only won twice away from home in the league this season. They have scored a few goals, but they conceded a few as well. They've shipped 19 goals in their last seven away games, Sunderland. That's a definite concern. But Southampton, as Derek mentioned, bitterly disappointing midweek against Bournemouth. That came on the back of that loss against Chelsea. And having gone that length of time without conceding a goal, they'd gone six without conceding Southampton, to then be beaten back-to-back is quite deflating. They've got injury problems as well with their strike force, Southampton. Graziano Pella's future at the club is uncertain. There's rumours that he'll be leaving in the summer. And Charlie Austin is injured. Shane Long went off injured against Bournemouth, so we're not sure who's going to lead the line in this game for Southampton. And Sunderland have plenty to play for. They're trying to dig themselves out of this relegation zone. So Sunderland with more to play for, Southampton underpriced. Sunderland +1 at 11-8 would be my bet. But again, I think this could be a draw, this game. I think Sunderland and Sam Allardyce will see this as a good point if they can get one at St Mary's. So draw 3-1 and Sunderland +1 at 11-8, my bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.